All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. It is 9 o'clock. That must be News with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, that was me. That was me, and then you doing me at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, it was you
doing you doing me,
and me and you doing you at the same time.
Doing you doing me. Yeah,
right.
You guys want to hear that back?
No, it's not that great. All right, Robin in the news. Yeah, what's happening in the news, Robin?
Well, David Letterman had much to say about the presidential candidates last night, and he took a special interest in pontificating about Republican candidate Mitt Romney. L-194.
All right, L-194, Mitt Romney with David Letterman. Or Mitt Romney, Letterman going off on...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The Florida retirees didn't go for that Mitt Romney either. No, he reminded them of a guy who tries to get a hold of their nest egg. He reminded them of a guy who sells subdivisions in the Everglades. He reminded them of the guy who pitches overpriced cemetery plots. He reminded them of the pharmacist who doesn't accept their prescription plan.
Oh. That's...
All right, that is very, very funny.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Dave.
All right, what else is in the news, Robin?
Well, in other election news, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton was left speechless today as she got a bad case of the coughs while speaking to New York's Fox affiliate, and we have a quick clip of that, H-124.
All right, Hillary in that coughing fit, man.
How will you use your husband, Bill Clinton, in the administration? We assume he won't be. You know, this.
Sorry.
I was reading in the paper yesterday, and this is what happens in these long campaigns. You get the.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I won't hold you on here any longer because you probably could use some water there. Senator, thank you.
All she said was yes and sorry.
I love that he makes up an excuse for it, too.
Well, I understand with these long campaigns.
Everybody happens to everybody. Happens to everybody. I've never heard that before in my life, but it happens to everybody who campaigns.
Yes. Sorry.
She can't stop.
Yes.
How will you use your husband, Bill Clinton, in the administration? We assume he won't.
Ah, babo.
Let's play a game. You want to count the yeses or count the sorries for a prize?
All right. I say there's more sorries.
All right. Let's count the sorries.
All right.
How will you use your husband, Bill Clinton, in the administration? We assume he won't be. You know, this.
Sorry.
I was reading in the paper yesterday, and this is what happens in these long campaigns. You get the.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I won't hold you on here any longer because you probably could use some water there. Senator, thank you.
She sounds so unhealthy.
I have
a woman who's talking about universal health care. That was going to be the question.
Oh, Tim, you are so right about that.
Is America ready for a candidate with tuberculosis? I think we've counted the total sorries.
That would have been classic, though, if that was the question. So how do you believe that this health care plan is going to be better than everybody else? Then she goes in that coughing fit.
Tim, you are a genius among
yes,
men.
Yes, thank you very much, Robin, everybody. All right, what else is in the news, Robin?
Well, California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke out today about the importance of voting, and this time he was only slightly unintelligible. And we have a quick clip of that speech. A-164.
All right, A-164. Here we go with that speech, man.
Let me first of all just say this is a very special day today. Because we're all going out and we're voting. And, of course, when you're an immigrant, this becomes kind of like the Super Bowl. And, of course, on top of that, having moved now the election date from June to February is another one of those great, great moments. And, of course, even though in the beginning the cynics said that it wouldn't matter when we vote, when we change the date. Mm. The fact of the matter is it did matter. And as a matter of fact, that just recently, just a few days ago.
I think we get it.
Jesus Christ.
But he's sounding like it's getting harder and harder to understand him.
You know
what?
It's
not getting better.
As I was listening to him, I'm thinking, as he gets older, Robin, he's going to be almost entirely unintelligible. Like when he's 80,
right?
Forget it. I mean, you're going to get, it's going to be like, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? You'll get every third word.
Brian.
Yes.
Enough.
All right. What else is happening in the news, Robin?
Well, we have one quick update from an older story from fall 2007. Denise Fanning, who was a dental patient, sued her dentist and won after he started drilling her molar, heard a good song he liked on the radio, and walked away. Fanning sued for $250,000 for pain and suffering and won. And here's a clip from the infamous molar incident. D53.
All right, guy, here's a good song, and he splits, man.
All right, Miss Fanning, now just relax. We're going to put a shot of Novocaine in your mouth to numb you up before we start here.
Okay, good idea. Oh!
Don't worry, just relax. It'll take effect in a few minutes. Anything you want to do to relax?
Keep on the radio.
What station do you like?
Like a Cares.
Okay.
But this stuff really took effect fast.
Hey, all right. Oh, I love this song. All right, let's get to it.
Ah!
Oh, you want it louder?
Yeah. Ah!
Oh, I know. This song makes me just funk out. Here, let me put it up a little louder for you.
Ah!
At the car wash. Whoa, car wash, yeah!
Oh,
boy. And during the shotgun show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Brian.
All right, that is the news. But, you know, that last clip, you know, it's going to freak a lot of people out because, you know, my wife is like that. She hates the dentist.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally shakes when she goes to the dentist because, you know, her teeth are so sensitive.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you know, a lot of people now, have you heard about the latest... for a deep cleaning, like they'll give you Novocaine. If you go in and say, I want a deep cleaning, they'll give you Novocaine.
Brian, please.
All right, Robin. They'll give you Novocaine and they'll numb you down just for the cleaning.
Oh, yeah. That's what my wife's going to do tomorrow.
Yeah. People who are, oh, really?
Yeah,
people.
They put her in sedation.
Yep.
My wife wants to have Novocaine just to fill out the health card. Right. But, I mean, a lot of people are very, very afraid of that dentist.
Tim, you are so right about that.
Yes, you betcha, Robin. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles, Robin with the news.
All right, gang. The results are in the state of California, at least 13% of them.
Oh, we have...
And we got a landslide victory for your girl.
There it is.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, man.
Now, so far, this can go anyway. 14% of the precincts reporting Hillary Clinton with 55% of the vote, which I called 55-45, and Barack Obama with only 33% of the vote with 14% reporting. John McCain, the senator from Arizona, up there at 44%, and coming in at number two, Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, with only 25% of the vote here in California as votes trickle in. Again, only 14% of precincts reporting.
You know, I thought that Hillary would, that Obama would have done better here in California. There was a poll out.
And by the way, my friend, he very well may. That 14% is a very small number of precincts reporting. This could tighten up.
Yeah, but he's 23 points behind. But I thought that Obama would have done better here because I read a poll over the weekend. And it said, actually it was yesterday, that Obama was 13 points ahead of Clinton in California. One of those Zogby USA Today polls.
I didn't see that poll at all.
I saw that on the Drudge Report, that Obama was 13 points ahead of Hillary Clinton. And now Hillary Clinton's 23 points ahead, which means the so 13 and 23 is what?
35? 36.
23 and 30. Yeah, 36 points. It's a 36-point swing.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what that's saying?
That's a bad poll. That's what that's saying.
No, here's what it's saying. that people will say they're voting for Obama when they're asked, but when in private, when they go into a poll, they'll switch and vote for that white woman.
Well, you know,
that's what's going on.
Well, here's the truth.
How dare they?
The truth is, I have to part company with you, my broadcast partner and friend. I haven't seen many polls at all that show Barack Obama. I show him.
I'll show you that one.
I believe you. You don't have to show it to me. I believe you. I show him with momentum in California, but I didn't see a lot of polls that said Barack Obama would beat Hillary in California. I was pretty well aware, pretty well convinced that Hillary would win California, certainly with my vote and my help. I knew that we would put her over the top. But you know what? I think you're right. People do lie to pollsters. If a pollster,
especially when it comes to race.
Especially when it comes to race and gender. If somebody calls you and says, and obviously they're asking about Obama or Clinton, and they say to, you know, they get a dude on the phone, they get like the head of the household, and they say to you on the phone, you know, maybe your wife answers, and they say they want to talk to you, so you get on the phone. And they say, would you vote for a woman to be president? You say, sure. Would you vote for a black man to be president? Sure. No problem with that.
And then you don't.
And then you hang up the phone. You get in the privacy of that voting booth, as Tim said a moment ago, and it's a whole other story.
Well, especially if a woman calls you. If a woman pollster calls you and says, hey, would you ever vote for a woman for president? Who's going to say no?
Especially if it's a woman pollster, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to offend her.
It sounds like a complete, you know, 1950s schmuck.
Don't want to offend her, right.
But people are not, I don't know. You know what I think is going to happen is, I don't know if Hillary gets the nomination, I don't know if the Obama people will come out and support her and vice versa.
I think they will. I think the party will be unified.
I think,
on all sides, you know, you want to unify. You know, the party, by the way, that's not unified is the Republican Party.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because these Republicans, many of them can't stand John McCain, yet he's getting all these votes, and he's going to be the nominee, and you're going to have a bunch of Republicans like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, they're not happy
with
him.
And Sean Hannity all pissed off.
Yeah, but I don't know if Obama people, you know, because there are a lot of independents, a lot of new voters. And they want change. It's all about change. It's all about, yes, we can. Big change. And that Clinton ain't a change.
Did you go to a rally? You got the yes, we can. You got that down.
I like that, Obama.
Yeah, I see that.
I would vote for Obama over McCain.
I think I would vote for McCain over Obama.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd vote for Obama over Ron Paul. And McCain, I would probably vote for Romney over Obama, but everyone else, I'd vote for Obama.
I would vote for Obama over Huckabee. I would vote for McCain over Obama.
Why is that?
I'm pretty certain. Because McCain's a pretty independent guy. Like John McCain, people on my side of the fence, us Democrats, we like John McCain because he's a pretty independent guy. So I don't mind John McCain. But my girl's going to win tonight. She's going to win California.
And New York.
And she's wrapping up those delegates. And not that it will be decided tonight, but my girl's doing just fine.
Well, here's a quick question. We're not going to spend a whole bunch of time on this. But if you voted for Obama today, and again, he has 32% of the vote. Clinton has 55% of the vote, a difference of 23%. That's huge.
Sure.
If you voted for Obama, when it's decided and Clinton is the nominee, will you vote for her in November? Obama people, will you vote for Clinton in November? All right,
sure.
Here's the phone number. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
By the way, and I know this is radio, but when you get home tonight, if you flip on MSNBC, you can see Tom Brokaw doing his George Burns impression. You can't see it right this second, but trust me, I hope it's worth waiting for, Tim.
I'd see the other night Dan Rather on with Jay Leno.
Okay.
That guy seems real pissed.
Here comes Brokaw doing his George Burns.
That guy's angry as hell.
Oh, yeah, he's furious. Here we go. They brought back Brokaw. They bring back the heavy guns for the S like this.
I guess so. And this is the last of the big nights. So once this is over.
Well, no, you got now. And then in March, you have another. It'll really be decided in March.
Enough.
And then you'll have the conventions in the summertime. And then November is the big night.
Yeah.
November 4th.
All right. If you voted for Obama today, will you? And if he doesn't make it, his campaign peters out. Would you then vote for Clinton in November? All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Chris in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What say you, counselor?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to just give you guys a quick shout-out. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years now, and I think you guys are doing the best show that that you guys, you know, that I've heard in you know, in a couple of years, man. I just want to
So you think you think we're on a hot streak?
Thank you very much.
I think so. I think one more good show, you'll be on fire.
Wow. All right, dude, thanks.
You smoke weed?
No, not anymore. Actually, it's my 1 month that I quit. I quit, actually. That's funny.
Yeah. For New Year's New Year's resolution, you quit smoking weed?
Yeah, that was the only New Year's resolution I've ever actually stayed to. Go figure.
How old are you?
Good for you.
28. I've been smoking for 10 years.
Was it tough to quit?
You know what? It's harder for me to quit eating than it is for me to quit smoking. I quit smoking cold turkey.
You know what? People are addicted to food. I can tell you, dude. I'm sitting here at 220 or 225.
You got a sandwich waiting for you.
And I'm telling you, I'm addicted to food.
Sure. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yep, it really is. I can't stop eating.
Home, thanks, Chris.
And I go home and I like. There won't be any ice cream tonight.
You know,
I'm gonna have to stop at 7-Eleven to get ice cream. That's how addicted I am.
I have a friend who's addicted to internet pornography, and he's a stockbroker.
Right.
And he works mostly at home, but he works for a big stock brokerage. And you know, he's got a couple computers on his desk. I think he has like three open screens.
Right.
On two screens, he has the stock market. He's got the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and I believe he goes back and forth and does a little trading and is on the phone and everything.
Right.
On the third screen is nothing but pornography.
Running on a loop continuously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he thought he had a problem with it, right? So he calls his internet provider and says, "You got to shut off my internet service because I can't stop hitting that stick." So they said, "Well, if you want to just cancel it, you know, then pick it up, you know, in a couple months, you know, we'll just charge you a fee of $70 to reinstate it."
Right.
He goes, "Well, I don't want to cancel because I want my to get my email and everything, but just put it on hold for like a month." And they said, "Okay." So he says, "For $5, they're going to do this." So he said, "All right," and he said to the guy, "Under no circumstances, turn it back on for 1 month." And they said, "You got it." No, so beginning of March, we'll turn it back on.
He's trying to break the cycle.
Right.
Yeah, good luck to him.
So today at noon.
Oh, no.
He calls the internet provider. And he can say, "You got to turn that internet back on." And the lady goes, "Why?" It says here, "Under no circumstances, turn it back on."
Yeah.
And he goes, "I don't give an F. Just turn it back on.
It's the account's in my name.
I gotta get it going again.
I'm instructing
and
you."
She said, "No." She goes, "I'm gonna get turned back." He goes, "Well, I'm gonna go with a different service then." And she goes, "All right, maybe we'll, you know." So they did turn it back on.
Oh my gosh,
Jesus
that guy
Christ.
Loves it.
What a low point for him.
Loves it. All right, let's talk to Nicole in Marina Del Rey. Nicole, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Who'd you vote for today?
I voted Obama.
All right. Now let's say Obama didn't make it. You're gonna vote for Clinton in November?
I definitely am going to vote for Clinton.
Hey, by the way, breaking news, Hillary Clinton has apparently won the state of California.
Already?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
They're projecting that John McCain and Hillary Clinton have both won the state of California.
Oh, Bobo.
Well, it looks like I'm voting Hillary, huh?
She's more than halfway home then, huh?
Yeah, she's got a lot of... Well, no, see, here's the interesting thing about California. In California, as I said earlier...
You get all of them?
No, you don't. It's not winner takes all. Like, for example, Nicole, in California, if you get 60% of the vote, then you get... And your opponent gets 40% of the vote.
Okay.
You get 60% of the delegates, and your opponent gets 40% of the delegates. So you, you don't get,
you get 40%.
Right. You won't, what I'm trying to explain to you, Nicole, is that you only get the number of delegates proportionate to the amount of the vote you got.
Huh?
Nicole, if you have 10 pennies.
Right.
Huh?
If you have 10 pennies and you got six of them, the other person would get 4 pennies.
Huh?
Nicole, it's not winner take all like in Florida, where they do winner take all. It's proportional. You know.
You understand that, baby?
Huh?
Just move on to somebody else. I can't. I've tried.
She shouldn't. She shouldn't have voted. You shouldn't have voted, Nicole.
Huh?
You shouldn't have voted.
She voted for Obama.
Let's talk to Mealy. Is that how you pronounce that name? How's that crazy name pronounced?
Melly, what a sweet name from Newport Beach. You know, your name, are you 19?
I am. Well, I'm going to be 20 in 2 days, so.
Good for you.
You sound a little bit, you sound actually a lot older.
You sound mature.
Yeah, you sound mature.
Thank you, but it's a cold.
Oh, all right.
Well. Really, I am mature, but it's a cold, too.
All right, this is your first time voting, right?
It is my first time voting.
And who'd you vote for?
I voted for Barack Obama.
And what if he doesn't make it? You vote for Clinton?
No, absolutely not.
Who you vote for then?
You know, I don't think that I would vote. I think a lot of people just not vote if she won. Because I have to say, I heard her say today in a speech or yesterday something about, you know, helping, you know, the next generation because that's her life's work. And I thought, babe, there's been a whole generation.
Who cares?
Right.
Hey.
It is her life's work.
No, but there's been a whole generation since she's been feeding from the public trough.
Hey, you know what? When Hillary Clinton got out of college, she could have gone to a high-priced law firm, made a lot of money. No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
You know what? Actually, you're uninformed.
You're uninformed.
Would you like to learn something from me? Because I actually happen to know a thing or two about Hillary Clinton. Would you like to just sit there?
You cover her first four years. I'll cover her next 30.
Yeah, I'm not, by the way, sweetheart, I'm not talking about her first 4 years. I'm trying to explain to you what type of person she is. Okay? So if you'd like to learn something from me, then you can shut your mouth and learn something.
Huh?
Or if you want to just run your mouth and not learn anything from me, just tell me that. And I'll go on to somebody and have a conversation. Tim and I will have a conversation with somebody else.
See, that's what's wrong with Hillary fans. You guys are negative and nasty.
The point I was going to make to you before you disputed.
I agree with Miley.
A fact. The fact is that when that's Melly, by the way.
I agree with Melly.
The fact is,
thank you.
When Hillary Clinton got out of law school, she could have made an awful lot of money working for a prestigious law firm, but she didn't do that.
Melly, what year were you born?
She went to work for the Children's Defense Fund, where you don't make a lot of money at all, but you take on cases in defense of children who otherwise can't necessarily afford the legal representation. I think that's a pretty good person, don't
now,
you?
How many years later did she go to work for the Rose Law Firm?
Do you think that's a pretty good person?
How many years later did she go to work for the Rose Law Firm?
Can you answer my question?
No, I don't think that's a great person.
It's not?
No, I think it's somebody building their resume who wanted to be in politics.
Really? Then
how many years did she go work for the Rose Law Firm?
I don't know how many years after that she went to work for the Rose Law Firm.
You know the answer to that, Melly?
Less than four.
Okay.
Than four.
Well, guess what?
Nobody really cares.
Melly, what year were you born?
And by the way, Melly, what has Hillary Clinton been indicted of in her lifetime?
Was she been invited of?
No, you're not that bright, are you?
I'm sorry, I just didn't understand what you said.
The word is indicted. Tell me for what Hillary Clinton's been indicted in her 61 years. In 60 years, 61 years on this planet, for what has she been indicted for? Take all the time you need, Melly.
You know, I don't understand.
You're trying to convince the audience that she's a bad person or somehow scandalous. So I ask you.
She can be a bad person without being indicted.
I didn't say she was scandalous. I just said there's nothing for us there with her. Obama is a whole different kind of candidate. Hillary is divisive and obnoxious.
Really?
And she is her health care plan in the beginning screwed us up, and she wants to do it again.
Well, hold on a second. Let me correct you on a few things. Her health care plan didn't screw anything up because it never passed.
Brian.
Hold on a second. Her health care plan never screwed anything up because it never became law. So you can't.
Excuse me. That's completely wrong.
No, ma'am, you're uninformed.
No,
her health care plan, never became law.
I didn't say it did. You said it screwed us all up. Because it didn't
become law.
Gosh, can I say it? Because she put everyone in a panic.
No, she didn't. She put all the doctors, all the insurance companies, everyone in a panic. So then you go ahead and you vote for a candidate who doesn't have universal health care as a goal of their administration. I'll sleep better at night having voted for the candidate that wants to ensure people who can't afford health care insurance.
When she assures me that she will get the same lousy health care that I'll get under her mandated health care plan, then I'll say, yes, she's perfect.
Well, Hillary won't get that. You're not paying attention. Hillary Clinton has said that her plan would call for opening up the congressional plan that Congress
men and women and U.S. senators get. So you would be able to buy into the same plan that she gets as a United States senator. I think that's a pretty good deal.
Hillary Clinton also.
All right, you're irritating. All right.
What?
That was a tape of me. That was not me. All right, you're irritating.
All right, Melly, you seem pretty informed, baby.
She also said she wasn't a cookie-baking stand-by your man kind of woman, but I guess we all saw that change, didn't we?
By the way, Melly, here's what you are. Here's what you are. You, for some reason...
She's 19. She's pretty well informed for 19, dude. You got to give her
thank
that.
You.
For some reason, you dislike the Clintons, and you can, for whatever reason
for
that
some
is...
some reason?
Yeah, for some reason you dislike Hillary Clinton when there's a lot of reasons to like her.
Oh,
and I've don't oh please like all the Republicans who don't have answers to the
She's
challenges.
She's not a Republican.
Sure she is.
She's
I'm
not.
A Democrat and I'm a proud Democrat. I voted for Obama, you
look,
moron.
Look,
I couldn't have voted
now you're a name caller and now you're a name caller?
No, because you're being stupid.
No, oh,
how
stupid. Oh, so those
hold
are two
on, Melly,
no,
hold
excuse
on one
me, excuse
second.
Me a second. So those are two names inside of 10 seconds.
All right, hold on, Melly. I want to continue this because
no, I'm not going to do it.
Then I'll talk to her. But there's something so creepy about a heterosexual guy defending Hillary Clinton. It really is creepy. Fighting with this 19-year-old chick from
I'm arguing with her because she's uninformed and
she seems pretty informed.
No, she's
for
not.
A 19-year-old girl at a Newport Beach.
Tim, a 19-year-old.
That's a bright woman down there.
A 19-year-old can sound any way he or she wants to sound, but she made an awful lot of factually inaccurate statements.
Well,
you need to
I don't
go to
know
break!
What they were. What
well,
were they?
Well, I'll tell you, for example, that Hillary Clinton's health care plan screwed everything up. It never passed.
Well, she didn't say it passed.
Well, then how did it screw everything up?
I think she sort of had a point there. She panicked everybody.
How did a theory that never became law screw everything up? How does a theory that never becomes law, is never enacted, and never impacts anyone's life, how does that screw everything up?
Nah, there are theories out there that screw people's life out without becoming law. Okay. That's absolutely true. All right, Melly, we'll continue with you. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. And
why are you going to do this to me?
Because you shouldn't be able to back down from a debate with a 19-year-old woman.
Tim, I'll debate you. I'll debate a 19-year-old woman. But when I'm called a moron... And what was the other name she called me? With inside of 10 seconds, it was another name. Stupid. When I'm called a moron and stupid,
right?
The debate's over.
No, it's going to continue. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A heated debate going on the air and off the air about these Clintons, man.
Oh, God, it's like it's 15 years ago.
No, that's not true. I think that you are... you have sort of blind love for the Clintons.
No, I don't. I've been very critical of the Clintons over the years.
I don't remember you ever saying that.
Well, because it was back in New York when I was doing a political talk show.
I see. All right, let's talk to, let's continue here. Miley, you have anything else to add to this debate?
Miley? No, Melly.
Melly.
Miley Cyrus.
Melly.
It's okay. You can't tell, but I'm actually tearing up a little bit, a la Hillary. Does that make you like me better now?
For some reason, Melly, you have a dislike, a pretty potent dislike of Hillary Clinton. Can you tell me what that's rooted in or where that comes from?
You know, I think it's probably because I'm a female and you're not, and it's just the whole stand by your man while he's cheating on you, sort of, so you can have power. It's reprehensible to my generation.
So you not knowing, well, let me ask you this. Do you know personally Bill or Hillary Clinton?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. How do you then, with any credibility, come to the conclusion that she forgave her husband and kept their family together? I know family values means a lot to you guys. How, if you don't know them personally, can you conclude that she stayed with him solely for the so that she might run for president one day? Isn't it, without knowing either of these people, you draw a grand conclusion about her motivations and their love for one another without even knowing one of them? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Okay, hold on, Cujo. First of all, I didn't say so she could run for president. You added that.
No, you said it so that she could get power
herself.
She could
have power.
Right.
She wanted to retain her power that
right.
she had.
Okay, so I will take president out and put power in. You don't know either one of them. How do you know what her motivation is?
Well, I don't know what her motivation is. It's not about motivation. It's
then
about
if you don't, forgive me,
she did it.
Forgive me. If you don't know what her motivation is, why would you assert that her motivation was to keep power if in the next breath you're going to tell me, Tim, and the audience that you don't know what her motivation is?
Well, I'm just saying that obviously people who are madly in love don't usually cheat on each other like that consistently.
Right, so, but you understand, and I think the audience understands my point, to say that it's all for power and then to say, well, I don't know if it's for power, you did a complete 180.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask about 30 seconds.
Because you're parsing words. And
no,
it's so
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I simply asked you if you know them personally, and you said
that
no.
That makes a difference. I didn't know Hitler either.
Excuse me. If you knew them personally, and you knew her personally, and you said to me, oh, yes, I know her personally, and I know why she stayed with him, that would be one thing.
Well, let me ask you a question, Brian. Do you think, I mean, from what you've seen with these Clintons, do you think they're madly in love with each other?
I think that they love each other very much, and I think it's very interesting that the same people, maybe Melly, she says she's a Democrat, so I might have to take her out of, withdraw her from this conversation for a moment. The same people who talk about family values and keeping families together are the same people who cast aspersions upon Hillary for staying with her husband. And I thought that good conservative family value Republicans would applaud her decision to keep her family together for the sake of their daughter. Well, but apparently,
for the sake of their daughter.
You're definitely a Republican in Democrats' clothes.
You're a liar.
You don't know why they chose to stay together.
Can I just tell you one thing?
I'll tell you this.
You people never stop talking.
I'll leave you with this. If family values matters,
you're going to say the same thing that you just said.
Yeah, exactly.
If family value, look, if it's 2-on-1, you want to make it 2-on-1, make it 2-on-1.
No, but you can't just say family
all
values.
All I'm saying
say
to you is
it's the same.
It's you guys who say family values matters, and then you have a case where it's the Clintons, where they decide as adults to keep their family together, and they're ridiculed for it.
It's not ridiculous.
It's reality.
So
decide for yourself.
You're
either
being ridiculous.
Either family values matter or they don't matter.
No, but that's like saying that I would say someone should stay together with the pedophile they're married to who's molesting their children, because that's a family.
Oh, so a man who has an extramarital affair is a moral equivalent of a pedophile?
Yeah, because I think that's what I just said.
Tim, do you agree with that?
Hold on, a man
who has an extramarital affair is the moral equivalent of a pedophile?
I do not.
Hold on, Lanny Davis.
Hold on.
She's such a conservative. She's disqualified.
She's not. Do you see how people could say and perceive and maybe draw the conclusion that Hillary's in it for the power? I mean, it's not a giant leap, right?
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that she's a woman. Men who pursue power with the same vigor are not talked about like that. I mean, look, for example, what's the difference? I would ask you, what's the difference between Hillary Clinton? What's the difference between a president's son or a president's wife running for the office that a man's father once held or a woman's husband once held? I mean, George W. Bush, our current president, has absolutely, in every way possible, capitalized off the name of his father, our former president, as Hillary is capitalizing off the name of her husband, president.
All right, but if
there's
hate,
no
if,
difference.
If you hate Bush for doing that
I
so much.
I don't hate Bush. I don't hate George Bush. All I'm saying to you is this.
If you didn't like George Bush doing it, why then is it okay for Hillary Clinton to do it?
I didn't mind George Bush doing it. This is politics. I understand that the Bush family and the Clinton family are just as consumed with politics as one another. The Bush family and the Clinton family are equally consumed with politics and power. They happen to be of different political perspectives and parties, but you don't get this far. You don't have that many members of your family in elected office and in positions of power unless your family is pretty well consumed with achieving power, whether they be Republican or Democrat, whether they be Bush's or Clinton's.
Right.
I think that's a fair statement.
I know. It just seems...
Don't you?
Yeah, but it does seem odd that that when somebody says they hate Hillary, you think that they're crazy.
Because if they could give me a reason to hate...
There's no reason out there to dislike this woman?
Well, now we've gone from hate to dislike. If you can give me a reason to hate her... If you give me a reason
or even
to
dislike her, I mean, you're parsing words like Clinton does. I mean, that's what you guys all do.
Tim,
she killed
Tim,
Vince Foster.
It's one of the definition of is.
Excuse me, Tim, I didn't parse words. You just went from hate to dislike.
Well, hate or dislike. Okay, I mean, what's your definition of hate and what's your definition of dislike?
You went from hate to dislike.
You'd have to start defining words like Clinton again.
You went from hate to
dislike.
Can I say something?
Hypocritical.
You went from hate to dislike. You went from hate to dislike in 3 seconds.
That's
so,
what you're, so you're going to parse the third word that I come up with.
Choose a word.
It's what is.
Is it hate or dislike? Choose your word.
Let's go with hate. Let's go with dislike.
Okay.
What's the difference between hate and dislike?
That's not what this conversation is about.
Let me ask you then, define those?
You're losing the argument, so you're asking me to define hate and dislike.
Why don't you define for me the difference between hate and dislike?
I'm telling you, it's obvious.
What is it?
It's obvious.
Well, what is it? If it's so obvious, lay it on us.
One is hate, the strongest emotion, the strongest negative emotion I think that one could have, and the other is dislike, which is less strong and less powerful and less potent than hatred.
How close are they?
Tim, this is not what the conversation is about.
I dislike this sandwich or I hate this sandwich. Isn't it both the same? You want to throw it away.
You're losing the argument, so you're changing the subject.
Get out of here, dude.
If you can give me a reason, I'm a rational and reasonable person. If you can give me a reason to hate or dislike, you choose your word. First you said hate, then you said dislike. I'll let you choose. Give me a reason to hate or dislike Hillary Clinton.
It depends
take all the time you need.
On what the definition of is.
The joke is funny, but take all the time you need and give me a reason to hate or dislike Hillary Clinton.
Shut up, Brian.
There are plenty out there.
Give me one.
All right, we'll give you plenty.
No, don't take a break and go on the internet. Give me one now.
Give you a reason to dislike Hillary Clinton?
To hate or dislike Hillary Clinton.
All right, I think that her health care program is bordering on communism, like they have in Russia or in China, where she wants to demand that people have health care, or she will, and she said this yesterday, she will garnish your wages if you don't buy health care. Do you think that's fair?
I think there are, obviously, there will be a lot of changes made to her proposal.
Yes or no?
Do I think it's fair?
If you don't buy health care, she's going to garnish your wages and make you buy it.
I think it's not fair, but it's not a reason to...
I dislike her for that.
You dislike the policy or her?
I dislike her for that policy, yes.
Oh, there's a difference. See, I dislike...
There's a difference between liking her and liking her policy.
Tim, there's a big difference.
Thing.
There's a big difference.
There's not a big difference, Brian. There's a small difference.
No, there's a very big difference.
There's a small difference between disliking her and disliking her policies.
No, I dislike the policies of George Bush. I don't dislike him.
Ah, get out of here. You guys with the parsing all these words. That whole, like, lawyer speak from the left is driving America crazy.
Tim, what I'm saying is making perfect sense.
All right, we got to take a break. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Makes perfect sense
get
what I'm saying.
Here. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We Cynthia, need to go to break!
Cynthia, real quick in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. Cynthia.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, I wanted to compliment you for, I respect you for calling Miley or Millie or whatever her name is, a woman when she's 19, number one. And number two, she's talking about their marriage, and she's 19 years old. What does she know about a commitment and, you know, what love is and what you have to do to make a marriage work when you have children?
She also didn't sound 19. She sounded a lot older than 19.
Well, her ignorance towards life in general, she sounded 19. And then the fact that she terrorized people about her health care plan, I mean, come on.
Here's my only gripe with the previous caller, and this is it, and this is all I have to say on the issue. The caller, after admitting to Tim and me, or to me specifically, that she didn't know Bill or Hillary personally.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
She, you don't have to know somebody personally to draw judgment.
Can I make the point?
Right.
I mean, can I just make...
Real quick, we got to take a break.
Yeah. After admitting that she doesn't know them personally, she then goes on to explain why exactly Hillary decided to stay with Bill.
Right.
But you can't have an opinion on somebody's marriage without being in the marriage?
But has she ever been married? She probably just got dumped.
It is. Last time I checked, it was conservatives say, keep the family together. You know, family values. That's what the Clintons did. They kept their marriage together. And people who don't know either one of them jump to all sorts of conclusions about why they've stayed together or why they might stay together in the future. And that's just unfair to do to somebody. If you have information about a marriage or a person, then share that information. But if you don't know either party personally...
Well, then you can't comment on anything. I mean, if that's the case. You can't comment on Britney Spears' mental health.
No, but it's... But people,
can you draw a conclusion that Britney Spears may not be mentally healthy if you don't know her?
Tim, you're comparing apples and oranges.
Can you?
She just came off a 72-hour mandatory psychiatric hold. Of course I can come to some sort of conclusion
aren't there people currently being held on a 72-hour hold that are totally sane?
I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But I do know this.
Then you can't judge anybody.
There are a lot of people who get separated, divorced, and sometimes remarried for all sorts of different reasons. And it's not my business, your business, or the caller's business to speculate as to why these private relationships may or may not work. Mind your own business.
Then it's not your position to comment or speculate on Britney Spears' mental health. You don't know her. You don't know her family.
When it's a news story and it's we're paid to talk about the news, then we do it.
Then the Clintons are fair game as well. All right, we'll come back and talk more about this. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.